Hey everyone, welcome back to the Life by Taylor podcast, where we learn and grow together. You may notice that the audio sounds a little bit different on today's podcast episode. That's because my podcast mic broke again. I don't know if you guys remember when my podcast mic broke in Greece and I had to take a break from making podcast episodes. But we got it fixed then. It broke again now. I ordered a new one and I was feeling really inspired to create today's podcast episode. That was about 3 hours ago, but I had already committed to making it. And I decided, you know what? Let's take my Apple headphones and just speak into the mic as is. So the first message I want to share with you guys is if you have been waiting or procrastinating to start your own podcast because you don't have the right equipment, you don't have a mic, you don't know where to start, you can make an episode right now with whatever you have, where you're at, no matter what. That's the first thing I want to say. So today's podcast episode is actually a really hard podcast episode for me because I don't think I've ever fully shared the extent to how much I struggle with this specific thing that we're going to be talking about. And probably based on the title of this episode, you know we're going to be talking about body image and being seen. First and foremost, I want to say that I am not a therapist. I'm not a mental health professional, and I want to just give a little warning to anyone who suffers from eating disorders or anything that may be easily triggered by the topic of food and weight and body image, because I know how sensitive people can be when it comes to these topics. I am one of those people. Funnily enough, when I wanted to share about this, I was losing weight, feeling good, working out every day, and it made me realize how much easier it is or how much more keen people are to share their journey and be vulnerable when they're on the top, when they're doing well, when things are going well. From that place, it feels like we know it all and we can share and we can give advice and we can help everyone. The harder thing to do is to talk from our lower places, to talk on the days where things aren't going well, when we don't feel good, where we are still pushing through and we're still on our journey. And I want to tell you that your journey is valuable even when you're at the bottom. It's not only valuable when you're at the top or when things are going well. And I hope this episode is a great example of that. So for as long as I can remember, I have wanted to be skinnier. When I was a younger girl, I was a little bit heavier, chubbier, thick, wanted, and loved to eat all the time. And I had my own experiences getting shamed for that and embarrassed for that. My family, on my dad's side, we have a few people who are extremely overweight who had bypass surgery. And my dad always had a fear that I would end up looking like that. And from the best place and the best intentions, he was always very paranoid and worried about my weight. Obviously, as a child, that was interpreted in many different ways. And till this day, it is something that I work on unlearning and reprogramming. But to tell you that it's not something that I carry with me into adulthood, I'm almost 30 years old. I still hear the comments and the opinions and the judgments that I received at a younger age in my head all the time. And I think the only years of my life that I truly liked my body, I was taking Adderall in university. So I had absolutely no appetite. I had no shape to my body. I was actually so skinny. And getting off of Adderall, one of the hardest parts of it was knowing that I'm going to gain weight back. And I did. I gained some weight back. And I think looking back now, my body was incredible and beautiful, but I didn't feel incredible or beautiful. I had a boyfriend at the time that was always telling me how my body has so much potential and how I would look so much better if I worked out more, and how I could be this or I could be that. And it really angers me today because when I see those pictures of myself back then where I felt fat or I felt overweight and not beautiful or sexy, I am shocked. Like I look at those pictures and I have a body that I dream of today, or a body that I think objectively is insanely beautiful and amazing and strong and toned and whatever. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what it looked like. But something that I have struggled with a lot in the last 2 years, I would say, I had a very traumatic experience that really dysregulated my hormones and I put on a lot of weight. I've been heavier than I've ever been in my life the last 2 years, on and off, you know, just going up and down. I don't think I've worn jeans in the past 2 years. I think maybe there was a few weeks where I was working out and lost some weight and I wore jeans, but I none of my clothes really fit me. I wear the same leggings and biker shorts and sweatpants and oversized t-shirts for the past 2 years. And one of my biggest resolutions for this year is to let myself be seen in my style and dress myself and attract attention to myself, even though I've put on weight. And that's something that's been really hard for me. I make excuses, or, you know, I tell myself, I let my ego convince me that I'm not worthy of being seen when I'm not my skinniest, and I'm not lovable when I'm not my skinniest. And I see how weight and body image gets in the way of every single thing that I want to do in my life and every single thing that I try to pursue in my career. It is what stops me from recording videos many days, from showing up online many days, and really stops me from showing up fully in my life in general, being seen in general. If you struggle with this, you know that there are so many things that you just don't get excited for, like traveling and going to certain types of events and seeing certain types of people from the past, visiting your family in some cases is just really triggering because you assume or you think or you know that that's what people are thinking about, that's what they're going to talk about, that's what's going through their head. And that is something that I have struggled with for a long time, on and off, but definitely a lot more in the last few years. If I were recording this podcast episode like 3 weeks ago, where honestly my body didn't look that much different, but I just felt better because I was working out and eating better, I would probably say, take care of yourself, prioritize how you feel, and everything will feel better and you'll be able to show up more. I really did see the correlation between that, by the way, you know, just eating healthier and working out, even though my body didn't look that much different energetically, I felt more proud of being seen. I was dressing a little nicer. I was posting more. I was showing my face more. I was making more videos. But that's not really how it feels when I'm not doing those things, or when I go back into binge eating, when I use food as a drug and a way to numb myself. It really does accumulate a lot of feelings of shame and heaviness energetically inside of me. That's when most of my content, I show up still just in different ways. But I will say, you don't necessarily have to show your face if you don't feel comfortable or safe to. You don't have to flaunt your body and show your body either, or care about what you look like. You know, there's a lot of ways to show up without it, but that doesn't mean that I'm saying to do that, because I don't think that the solution is actually to avoid it completely. I wish I had the solution for you. I think today's podcast episode is more about talking about this just to, for people to relate to me and to also feel less alone in these thoughts and in these feelings. And in last week's session of my group program, the new program that I launched a few weeks ago called the Social Media Method, where I basically am helping people overcome their fear of being seen and work through those challenges so that they can pursue their dreams, share their gifts, share their art. Last week, we were talking about our resistance and what the resistance says to us. And so many people said that their inner resistance tells them, you're too ugly to post, you're too fat to post, you don't look good enough, you're this, you're that, all about physical appearance. So I don't really let that stop me from posting completely, but I definitely can relate to that feeling and the frustration of knowing that if that wasn't a factor, you would be able to post more and show up more. I would say challenge that. You know, we're not all on this earth to be models, and we're not all on this earth to get attention through our physical appearance. I think a lot of people are unnecessarily hiding themselves when their true beauty, their true gift, their true essence is stunningly beautiful and has nothing to do with what they look like. And it is felt and it is seen and it is recognized no matter how much they weigh, what they're wearing, what they look like. And that's something that I have to remind myself constantly. My intention isn't to be an Instagram model or a TikTok model. My intention is to teach people and talk to people and inspire people to pursue a life of freedom and do what they love and work for themselves and use social media. So why does it matter what I look like? If anything, I should be encouraging people more to pursue that regardless of what they look like and leading by example. But of course, like it is very clear in every episode, I am a human being and I've struggled with physical appearance and body image in particular for my entire life. And I think it's never been worse than it is recently, actually. I think it's something that has gotten in the way of my happiness more than it ever has in the last few months, actually, and the last year, I would say. And I'm okay sharing that because I think a lot of people suffer with this in silence. Another thing I want to say is that sharing this, talking about this, putting this out into the world really does make the shame dissolve. And it makes the weight that I carry lighter, not the physical weight, the energetic weight. It really makes me feel like I don't need to be feeling bad about this. And that's why I think showing up and creating and sharing yourself and expressing yourself, whether it's through a podcast, which is no visual at all, or through words or whatever your safe place is to express yourself, I think it's so important for our healing. Because for me, posting content and showing up has always been part of my healing. Me sharing these things with you guys is a way for me to release and let go of things that I carry inside of me and convince myself are not worthy of sharing or are shameful or embarrassing or are cringy. And I just know that when I hear other people share things that they go through that are really, really difficult or really, really unique that I also experience, it really does help me. It really makes me feel less alone. It does give me this sense of comfort. And that's all I was hoping to do with today's podcast episode. It's 11 o'clock at night here. I'm exhausted. My podcast mic broke and I got my headphones out and I said, you know what? I'm going to share this message. I'm going to talk about this first for myself. And I say that also in my program that we create first for ourselves because we know that not creating is going to harm us more than whatever we fear in the process of creating and showing up. So I'm here showing up regardless of that resistance, regardless of whatever my mind is telling me about this podcast episode. Like, you don't have a solution for them. You're not feeling good about this right now. So why are you sharing this? What value does this have? I believe it does have value. And I believe that by sharing this, I'm teaching you that even in your weaknesses, even in your low points, even in the points where you haven't figured it out, you haven't found the solution, you haven't made it to the other side, sharing and expressing yourself is a part of your healing and is valuable to the people who hear it. So that's today's podcast episode. It's a short one. I love you all. And I'll be sharing more about this journey. I really feel called to make this a part of my work and talk about my experiences dealing with body image issues and shame and body insecurity. I wish I had more solutions for us both, but today it's just content from my heart. Thank you for listening, and I will be back in 2 weeks with my new mic. Lots of love.